What do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Floating.
Huh? What you call it?
A boat,
maybe. A boat? You can call anything you want to. Just trying to find out what you call it. I mean, there might be right answers or wrong answers. You don't have to worry about it. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
I call it a pillowcase.
What you call it? Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
I don't know. Necklace.
All right. Let's see, lots of things. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Give him a waking over.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Like he was down on his
knees?
No. Like if I'm sitting down like this, what am I doing on? What do you call that? Down on his
hips.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
tightwad.
All right. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You say he really looks what?
Shabby.
Shabby. All right. Would you use a different word for that if it were a woman instead of a man?
Well, I don't know. The women wearing them now, you're about disgraceful.
What do you call it when a person's wearing his best clothes?
He's dolled up.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well?
God has blessed him, I can say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might say he's certainly what for his age?
Fortune to be that way.
Yeah, but what one word might you use for that?
I feel that description pretty well.
Yeah. I would think so. Would you say you were spry or chipper? Or?
Yeah, I'm spry now as I've ever been. You know.
All right. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
Lazy, I suppose.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peck the wood.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it?
To make it short, I guess, or wherever it is.
You don't use any particular term for it. If a guy's going, if I'm going along here and I got to get to over there, and I want to get to there, and I cut across.
The shorter way to get to where I'm, you know, okay. Going. I do that a lot.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went.
Out of control.
Yeah, skidded on ice. We had that to have him right out here one way back. Man turned over 4 or 5 times. He landed right in front of in one of these little doodle bugs I caught.
You hurt him?
Huh?
Did it hurt him?
Yeah.
Yeah, split him from here plumb back.
Hey, man, first we had to pull him out of the car. Mm.
I just had carried my cows across the bridge and my pastor's over there, see. And the cows began to slide and slip on ice on that bridge, you know. And so he was coming, I don't know how fast he was in one of these, I call them little old doodlebug cars, you know,
farm.
Like yours.
And he started, looked like count go yon away, and then he cut this way, and when he did, he just started rolling, you know.
And they had to tie the doors to that car, get it up, to put it up. Mm.
So that is the only wreck I have ever saw in a car that just, I was standing on the porch there fixing to go down to my sister and get her.